Shelley Fitzgerald was suspended last month from her job at Roncalli High School, a private Catholic school in Indianapolis, after administrators learned she's married to a woman. The story thrust Fitzgerald into the spotlight, and she's using it to fight against LGBTQ discrimination. WFYI's Carter Barrett sat down with Fitzgerald and her lawyer, David Page, to discuss the future of a case that could have national impact.
Did I ever see myself as being an activist? No, I mean, daily I get to fight for people's rights, you know, stand up for kids and help them stand up for themselves. But no, certainly not for myself or for my own job ever.
Let's start at the beginning. Do you want to tell me just like in your own words, step by step, what happened?
On a Thursday, I was emailed by our president of our school if I could meet with him and our principal. So immediately I called or emailed our principal to ask him if I should be concerned, and he gave me a little bit of a heads up what was going on, that someone had turned in my marriage certificate. I immediately let them know that I had no intention of dissolving my marriage. I had no intention of resigning, and, you know, that I was going to tell the people that I loved what was going on, why I had to leave the school.
How do you feel about school vouchers at this point?
I don't really have a political feeling about vouchers in general. To me, the fix I would hate to see for our school to lose vouchers or state funding at all, because, again, I think that those people, the people who are receiving the vouchers, are part of our family. But at the same time, so am I.
Generally, do you think your story in this case has been portrayed accurately?
Yeah. I mean, I think that what people don't see is the difficulty of leaving a job that you love and people that you love, and some of my best friends. There's parts of this that are really lonely.
And if you look at social media, a lot of people think it's simple. Just go work somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like telling somebody, go find another dream job. For me, that's what I think people are missing in her story.
States that might be considering a voucher program for themselves might be considering this case. Do you think?
I think this does have national implications. So the law in this area is evolving with respect to what protections do we extend to folks of a different sexual orientation. When you couple that with the religious exception, the ministerial exception, that is even more in its infancy, because there are only a few test cases out there that have tried to define, well, who does the ministerial exception apply to? You know, Shelley and I know that if this goes to litigation, win or lose, this case is going to be appealed because of the prospect of the courts wanting more guidance. This is going to be a test case, and I think it's going to be a huge test case.
How long do you expect this process to go?
If this goes to litigation, it very easily could be 3, 4, 5 year process.
Yeah, Shelley, how does it feel to hear that this could take 5 years?
Change comes in small steps. You know, if we go to litigation, I mean, this is a pretty big deal. And I think that it has an implication to change a lot of things for a lot of people. And, you know, one of the things that I have enjoyed about this process is getting to go back now and thank people who came before me, who made this path a little bit easier for us. It's community leaders and it's national leaders and it's, you know, just people who were braver, you know, a long time ago when it was harder to come out and harder to stand up. Is to be able to go back and personally thank those people has been a real blessing for me. I'm in it for the long haul because I believe in it, and I don't want just, you know, immediate change for necessarily for my job or for a particular school, but I want it to change for people in general.
All right. Yeah, is there anything else you guys want to add?
Thanks for your time.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.